Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
See, because there's always something going on here with this Blog Talk Radio. There's always something going on. God's going to bless a brother and give me an opportunity to be on regular old radio. Okay, so it's all going sideways right now. You know what? We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Unfortunately, I have no control over what happens here for some reason, so everybody, please bear with me. If the video feed left and came back on, then I'm on live right now. The video feed went down. There's always something with this talk radio. There's always something with Block Talk Radio and with Facebook. There's always something. You know, and these things are very cost-effective. So, you know, they're not very expensive. So you have to expect things to go south when you're, you know, this happens every so often with Block Talk Radio and also with Facebook, because I don't know if I'm being blocked or somebody has got it out for me or whatever. I don't know that, but maybe I am. Anyway, it's 9:30, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. 23 minutes left to the program. I'm not even sure how long I was off the air, but thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. So shout out to everybody who did participate in the program. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who I saw a little while ago, Lamont Gates, just before the feed went down. Shout out to Lamont Gates and all the folks who participated in the Ron Kelly Show, Sharon Ellen Chambers, Bunny McKnight, all the people who regularly partake of the Ron Kelly Show. So just about 20 minutes left to the program. It's about 23 minutes left to the program. Everything is back up again. We're all, you know, live and in living color, and everything is back. Shout out to Steve Mary. Thank you, brother, for following me over here. I apologize for what happened. Shout out to Steve Mayrank, my brother from another mother, who I don't get much of an opportunity to talk to anymore, but, you know, God is in charge, and, you know, he's going to do something about that. Okay, so I was talking about Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is a badass, you know what I'm saying? Nancy Pelosi stood up to Trump, you know. Nancy Pelosi stood up to Trump. She stood up to him. She stood up to him and said, no, you know, you're not, you know, there's not going to be any money for any wall. Just straight up, there's not going to be any money for any wall. You know what Trump thinks about women. You know, I believe that he's exhibited his disdain for women. So we all know how Trump feels about the women. And so for him to be publicly humiliated by Nancy Pelosi, who is older than he is, actually, is just, you know, just put a hole in his ego, I'm sure. So we got to give a shout out to Nancy Pelosi. And not a lot of people don't like her, but she's very powerful. She's very formidable. She's been up there for a long time. And in this case, you know, I mean, we always complain about congressmen being there for 20 and 30 and 40 years. Look, Mitch McConnell looks like he's on his deathbed. Yeah, I can't imagine him ever being handsome because of the way he looks, like a mannequin. But anyway, so, yeah, he made that clear during his campaign. Exactly, Steve made that. Exactly. It's Trump is, you know, he grabs the pussy. At least that's what he said. Everybody, excuse me for saying that, because I don't normally curse on this show. Well, there's not a curse. But, yeah, he grabs the coochies. Vajayjays, whatever you want to call it. He grabs the coochies of the women. Because I'm Donald Trump, and I'm rich, and I can do that. And he probably does get it off. He probably does. You know, the women that he grabs on, you know, struggling or whatever, working in the restaurant, waitressing or whatever the case may be, while trying to become a star in New York City. A lot of times the women, they're vulnerable. You know, the women are vulnerable, and they Donald Trump comes up to somebody who's working at White Castle, you know, they might go with it. You know, see, because money, because everybody has a price. And some people say, no, I don't have no price. But everybody has a price. You know, that's what America's about, money. And everybody has a price, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody. Shout out to Tara Myers. Congratulations, Tara, on your 29 years of recovery. Congratulations, Tara Myers. And many, many more to you. My birthday is not this Thursday, but next Thursday. You can send all gifts to, I send the gifts to my P.O. box. But anyway, so, yeah, so Trump, you see, this is, everybody has a price. That's what it was. Everybody has a price. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, I don't have a price. You can't buy me. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can be bought. Anybody can be bought. You're welcome, Talon. Let's say somebody tells you, hey, look, you know, do A, B, or C, and I'll give you tomorrow's Mega Millions number. You're going to do whatever they tell you to do. Trust me. You're going to do whatever you're told to do. I mean, outside of injuring yourself, you're going to do whatever you're told to do. So everybody has a price. And see, Donald Trump would set upon these young ladies who just can't get off the bus from Corn Cob, Mississippi. Yeah, I know you know. Yeah, they just got off the bus from Corn Cob, Iowa. You know, these young girls. And Mr. Trump, Donald Trump comes into the restaurant where you're waitressing, making $3 an hour, praying for tips, living in a 10-story walk-up. So Mr. Trump walks in, wealthy, famous, and he's your meal ticket to, for example, he's the meal ticket. No. Look at Melania. Melania probably hated Trump. She probably still does because he's rich. You know, now that he's 71 years old and she's still in her 40s, I'm sure that there's some things that she's not getting anymore. So I'm fairly certain that she's not feeling this marriage right now. So shout out to Nancy Pelosi. You know, I'm glad that she was held onto her speaker's job. You know, the speaker is the third person in line for the presidency. So we have another situation like, designated survivor was. Hey, whatever happened to Designated Survivor? I used to love that show. So anyway, so what happened was now Nancy Pelosi is third in line. So let's say, you know, God forbid that something happens to Trump, to the president, because I don't want anything to happen to him. I don't wish bad on nobody. Let's say to vice president fall victim to some kind of terrorist attack. Outside of the, now if there's no Designated Survivor, the Designated Survivor, like, say, for Tuesday night when Trump was speaking, all his cabinet wasn't there. There was one person that's kept to the side in case something goes sideways in that meeting. One person is kept to the side. It's called a designated survivor. Just like the television show that was on ABC. Shout out to Sharon on the chamber. Sharon, you know, I had to reorder those bags, but I promise you, because I ran out of bags. I had to reorder those bags, but they just came in. Because they had to be made. It just came in, and I'm going to have your address and everything, and I'm going to FedEx it right to you. And don't forget now, Sharon, when you get your shirt, you put it on, you take your picture, and you post it on Facebook that you are a fan of the Ron Kelly Show. Can you do that? Thank you. Okay. So, you know, so we have a situation here, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of all of this 16 minutes before the hour. But the point I was trying to make earlier, right, the point I was trying to make earlier is, you know, I was talking to a couple people yesterday, had a conversation with my buddy, Buddy McKnight and another brother. And, oh boy, and everybody wants one. Okay, all right. Okay, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Steve Mayrant, my brother. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your time. Whatever time you can devote to the show, I appreciate you. An hour is a long time. Yeah, I don't know if I want to listen to myself for an hour, but I have to because I'm sitting here. But thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for participating with my radio program and for switching over after the feed dropped about 4 or 5 times. So it's about 15 minutes before the hour. So we have a kind of like a unique situation here with the Trump organization and now the See, because now Trump is going to be set upon by the Congress, and they're going to be looking for those. There's a lot to be, it's going to be a very explosive situation. It's going to be an explosive situation coming up when the Congress goes into full stealth mode going after President Trump. And, you know, with the, because I understand they're going to try to get those tax returns released finally. How many years has it been since? Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. How many years has it been that Mr. Trump, actually 3 or 4 years, because his campaign actually started in 2014. So, and he refused to give those tax returns up, and the folks in the Senate and in the Congress and the Senate, who were both the Republican controlled, decided that he wasn't going to have to give up those tax returns. So there's going to be a lot, you know, going on. I don't relish this. You know, this is embarrassing for the United States of America. So I mean, it's good for business. You know, having Trump has been great for business because Obama was boring as a president. He did nothing. And Trump is like a gift that keeps on giving. Every day we have something to talk about with this president. So Trump is like a gift. He's like an absolute gift. And because if you got nothing to talk about, you can talk about Trump. You know, let's say you don't have your show prepped, the dog ate it. You can always talk about Trump. So I was having a conversation with a couple of brothers last night, and we talked about how confusing, because the one brother started talking about psychology and all this type of stuff. Because, you know, there's a lot of good ideas. Like, for example, when you go to the barbershop, some of you cats who might be listening to me right now, you know there's some great conversations that take place at the barbershop, and then we do nothing. Get my hair cut, all right, brush me off so I can leave. And we leave the barbershop and nothing else happens. See, and there are great, great conversations going on in the barbershop. The barbershop is a country club for African-Americans who can't afford to go to the country club. And there are some great conversations that take place in the barbershop, but sometimes they get convoluted and confusing because, you know, we have people like Michael Eric Dyson, these professors, these scholars. Now everybody wants to be a scholar. And we have these people who think they know what the problem is. They think they not necessarily. I'm not talking about my brother, Sophia, but you know, people think that they know. You know, everybody has a theory of a crime. Everybody. So they think they know. Like, yeah, I know what the problem is. And see, one size doesn't fit all. And my point was, he probably got a little mad at me. My point was, we need an immediate course of action here. You know, the brothers, lawfully licensed gun owners, black men are being slaughtered on the street. They're being assumed to be criminals. You know, sensitivity training is garbage. Because you should be sensitive to another human being. You shouldn't have to be trained to be sensitive to another human being. It shouldn't take training. That's something you trained at from birth. You know, that's something your mom and your dad should have taught you, to be sensitive to other folks' needs. And if you're not, then there's something wrong with that picture. So, some of these folks get, you know, they'll give you a radio show. See, because the powers that be want us to stay confused. They want us to keep talking the same nonsense like with Reverend Al Sharpton, who I respect. I respect Reverend Al, you know, but nobody should have to pay him $20,000 to come speak at a funeral. You know, see, Reverend Al Sharpton has a show because the powers that be want, I mean, why else would they want to give it to him? They want to give it to him because they want him to continue to perpetrate the stuff that he perpetrates. I'm not kicking Reverend Al Sharpton's back. I may meet him one day. And if I say something bad about him, he's going to remember it. But, you know, the powers that be, the folks who control the media, give you shows because they want you to perpetrate the nonsense. They want you to keep people confused. There's people, the black folks are like, you know, confused. And again, you know, the birthday of the great Dr. Martin Luther King was overlooked by many of us. A lot of y'all didn't even post about it. You put your plate of food. You put your plate of food on Facebook on Dr. Martin Luther King Day. A lot of y'all got the day off. And you put a plate of food up there, or you asked a dumb question. Well, I don't want to say dumb, but the question that is irrelevant. What would you see if you walked in? What would you do if you walked in your house and saw this? And then a picture of some outrageous situation. I mean, who gives a rip what you might do? So Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday came and went, and a lot of y'all did not post anything about the great Dr. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who gave his life. Because he made a speech, he said, I may not get there with you. He knew. He knew he was going to die. See, Dr. Martin Luther King was dangerous to the powers that be, to the FBI, the folks who ran this country at that time, President Johnson, not saying he had anything to do with it. Dr. Martin Luther King was dangerous. See, there hasn't been a piece of legislation, civil rights legislation, in 50 years, more than 50 years. The last one was the Civil Rights Act. You had the Voting Rights Act, and that's it. There's been no legislation, civil rights legislation since. Because when Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, the 7 minutes before the hour, when Dr. King was killed, the civil rights movement died with him. And they knew that. They knew that. They knew if Dr. King died, that nobody would be able to take his place. And consequently, subsequently, however you want to put it, nobody has been able to take Dr. Martin Luther King's place. Nobody. And they knew this. Cut off the head and the body will die. They cut off the head by murdering Dr. Martin Luther King, and the civil rights movement died on April 4th, 1968. The civil rights movement died, and it's been dead ever since. Just about 51 years later. You see, because the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Reverend Al Sharpton are not, they're not transcending people. They're not folks who's world changers like Dr. Martin Luther King was. Dr. Martin Luther King was a world changer. And they only come around once in a generation. He was a world changer. And Reverend Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and some of these other people, Reverend Boyer and T.J. Hooker, whatever his name is, and these people are not those type of people. No, they're not those type of people. 6 minutes before the hour. So the civil rights movement died when Dr. Martin Luther King died. And many of y'all did not post anything about the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I wonder what he would say. I wonder what Dr. Martin Luther King would say if he can look at America today, Black America today. I wonder what he would say. What he would think. Would Dr. Martin Luther King think, hey, I died for nothing? Is that, do you think that's what he'll think? You see, there's a lot. Shout out to Osman Shabazz. There's so much that we need to talk about that we, you know, don't be negative. That's the first thing folks say, especially to me. You know, don't be negative. Don't be negative. I mean, get lost. What do you mean don't be negative? You know, somebody has to look. We can't just keep sweeping stuff under the rug because there's a big old lump underneath that rug. And we can't keep sweeping stuff under the rug. You know, don't be negative. Don't say nothing. No, we can't keep doing that. We can't keep doing that. You know, we have to at some point sweep from under the rug. You know, and I'm one of the folks who are going to say what needs to be said, whether you like me or not. I'm going to say what needs to be said. It's less than 5 minutes before the hour. I have to say what needs to be said. And there's a lot going on in this country, and a lot of things that black folks, you know, we're not saying. See, because think about us, you know, it ain't about who's right. It's about who we like, you know. And people have these award ceremonies and give out awards to their friends. You know, somebody I like, who might not have done crap for anybody, but I'm going to give you an award because, you know, you're my friend. I mean, really, come on. Like I said, I posted earlier this week, we give out awards like Skittles in the black community. And a lot of people don't even deserve it. You don't get a Super Bowl ring for trying. You get a Super Bowl ring for winning. You don't get a ring for trying. You get a ring for winning. You don't get the NBA championship for trying. Like, oh, here's a trophy because you tried. No. You get the trophy when you win. And we're always having these award ceremonies. I mean, we give out more awards than Hollywood in the black community. Every time you turn around, somebody's giving somebody something who in most cases doesn't even deserve it. I'll give this award to my friend. How many people get awards who the presenter doesn't know? You know, doesn't know the person personally. How often does that happen? Hardly and never. How often does a person get an award who the presenter or the organization does not know personally? How often does that happen? Hardly at all. The black community, we're giving out awards, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Screenwriters Guild, and, you know, Screen Actors Guild, rather. We're just giving them out to people who probably don't even deserve them. Less than 3 minutes before the hour. So if you want to, you don't want to, you know, you can't handle the truth, don't listen to the Ron Kelly Show. And if you got a problem with what I say, you can go on the feed and you can challenge me anytime. For a longer, if you need more time, it's the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail. You can email me there if you have something you want to get at me about. But yeah, but things need to be said in the black community. We got to stop pushing stuff under the rug. We got to stop, oh, don't be negative. What are you talking about? So we don't talk about the issues. It's bad enough that white folks are not talking about things that affect us, and we're not going to talk about it either. Oh, boy, we're really in good shape. No, we got to talk about these things. We have to talk about crime in the black community. We have to talk about drugs. We have to talk about, you know, the keeping up with the Joneses. We have to talk about the dropout rate. We have to talk about teenage pregnancy. These things we need to talk about. Oh, no, don't talk about it. You know, no. Mm-mm. Don't talk about that. No, don't talk. Come on. Give me a break. We got to talk about this stuff. There's only way we're going to handle it. We got to talk about it. It's the only way we're going to handle this stuff. Now, we got to stop talking about, oh, don't be negative. You know, oh, let's go to the award ceremony. You know, let's give out some more awards. Let's keep the blinders on. I mean, come on. Come on, give me a break. You know, we got to get better. We have to talk about stuff. We got to talk about the stuff that makes us uncomfortable. You know, 60 minutes left to the program. We got to talk about the stuff that makes us uncomfortable. We got to talk about the ugliness. We have to talk about the ugly side of life in black America. We have to talk about this stuff. We can't just keep sweeping it under the rug. Oh, don't be negative. I hear it all the time. I'm not being negative. I'm keeping it 100. I'm not being negative. 42 seconds before the hour. I'm keeping it 100. 100. Stop with that. Don't be negative nonsense. I would hope that the Ron Kelly Show would help the community in some kind of way. Anyway, everybody, 20 seconds before the hour. Thanks so much for joining me. Once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties, not under my control. There's about 19 seconds left of the program, so we see you back here next Thursday. Next Thursday evening for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself. Remember to be nice to somebody short. Because somebody short might have to be nice to you. I'm out of here. Whoa.